Vermont is home to about 100 historic covered bridges, which attract tourists from all around the world. But earlier this month, the covered bridge in the small town of Troy burned down. As Vermont Public Radio's Anna Van Dyne reports, some residents there are mourning the loss of far more than history.
It was just before noon on Saturday, February 6th, and Heather Lighty was sitting on the couch with her husband. He showed her a video someone had posted online.
And it just said, bridge on Bayview Road. I just instantly started crying. And I called my mom. And I'm like, Mom, our bridge. She goes, what about our bridge? I'm like, it's burning.
And it was. The only covered bridge remaining in the Northeast Kingdom town of Troy, it stretched 92 feet across the Missisquoi River and 111 years of time itself. It was built in 1910 by the rough hands and old-time ingenuity of local farmers whose names don't show up in history books. Draft horses likely dragged the timber to the riverbank, and the bridge builders carefully assembled the wood into a style known as town lattice truss.
In the inside, you can see like all this like crisscrossing of the wood. And it made like noises underneath your feet when you walked on it, and you could do the echo, like you could holler, you could hear the echo.
Heather Lighty says that if you said hello, the bridge would say hello back. Walking through, she'd look at the names and messages etched into the wood.
It was just like going through history.
Then that Saturday, a snowmobile stalled halfway through the bridge and caught fire. According to a police report, the operator did what he could to stop the blaze with handfuls of snow, but old, dry wood burns easily. Troy Fire Chief Bobby Jacobs watched the bridge collapse into the river.
I didn't ever think that I would ever come across this or have to deal with it or see it.
This was not an entirely remarkable event. Bridges burn. Accidents happen. About 50 years ago, according to the Troy Town Clerk, a dump truck fell through the floor of this same bridge and killed the driver. This time, the whole bridge collapsed, but the snowmobiler made it out. It was something of a miracle that the bridge was there in the first place. Nathan Cody is a third-generation bridge restorer in nearby Morrisville. He worked on the bridge in 2008, and he says that when an engineer assessed the structure, they found that it shouldn't have been able to stand at all.
And he goes, nothing about this bridge works in calculations. He goes, this thing should fall down. But it's been here 100 years already, so we can't argue with that.
And no one did. The bridge was one of about 100 historic covered bridges left in Vermont and has been listed on the National Register of Historic Places since 1974. People came from all around to see it. It was both an attraction and a way to get from here to there. Fire Chief Bobby Jacobs also serves as Troy's road commissioner.
It was more of a convenience thing for people, kind of a shortcut, if you will.
Yes, I used to go over it often. We used to see to it, of course. And I was taking care of the roads and stuff.
At 88, Howard Coda has been in Troy almost as long as the bridge has. He used to be the town's road commissioner. He hasn't been down to see the wreckage. He can't drive anymore, and even if he could, he wouldn't be going anywhere. He has cancer and has been staying at home with his wife Melba during the pandemic. But he does have his own small version of the bridge at home. He built it on the edge of his pond in his free time nearly 50 years ago.
I like the bridge down there, and of course I used to take care of it and go across it and stuff there, so I built me one here.
Coda has 7 children, 14 grandchildren, and more than 20 great-grandchildren, including his granddaughter, Heather Lighty. Lighty played on the replica bridge as a kid, but most of her memories are tied to the one that burned down. Skipping stones, fishing, swimming, finding hidden treasures. As a 5th grader, she won a prize for a painting she'd done of it. As a teenager, it was a place to escape to.
I can't even explain it. It almost felt like you're in a whole nother world. That everything was going to be all right, and you could just relax. And there was always, like, someone laughing. You would never feel alone there.
A few days after the fire, the more intact side of the bridge looked as if it was trying to heave itself out of the icy water of the Missisquoi River. Bobby Jacobs, the fire chief, met me there.
Well, on this side, it still looks like it still has the shape of a bridge, other than being charred timbers. But the bridge is facing downward into the river. It's a complete mess. It's just devastating, really.
Troy's covered bridge traversed what was otherwise impassable. a river, a century, the space between two people. Now that it's gone, the town will likely construct some kind of replacement. But for the time being, Howard Cota's replica is the only covered bridge left in town. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Van Dyne, reporting from Troy, Vermont.